Sportsnet 650 presents Just Here for the Beer, Canada's original dedicated beer radio show.
I don't mean to have a one-track mind, but all I need's a frosty pint.
A Vancouver tradition for 10 years and counting. We're talking about the BC beer scene with the innovators, the movers and shakers, and brew makers of the industry.
I don't mean to whine and beg, but someone finally tap that keg. I'm just here for the beer.
It's Just Here for the Beer Radio with your hosts, Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
Welcome to our program, broadcasting from Park Drive, one of the two homes of Anthem Pizza, one being here at Commercial Drive and 2nd Avenue in Vancouver, and the other being the Five Point on Main Street. I'm Joe Leary, along with Rick Mohabeer of Just Here for the Beer Limited, justhereforthebeer.com, and I don't know if you realize or not, Rick, but we have literally come full circle.
Yes, we have, totally.
So we started this program in October of 2010 on 650 AM, then known as CL. Okay.
That's right.
And we've been on the air. We celebrated our 10th anniversary in October of 2020 during a horrible time of, well, a horrible year for to celebrate anything in the hospitality industry. But we managed to make the 10-year mark, the decade mark, which I think is very important. And we did have quite a little celebratory event.
Yes, we did. We were out at our friends down at Monkey Nine. We had our... We did our collab beer with them, which I believe is still on tap out there.
It is a hazy IPA called Chippendales. Monkey Nine Brewing is right across from the Silver City Riverport. So the origin of the show, again, we started on 650 AM in October of 2010. We moved the show up the dial to 1410 AM for a period of time. And we were all stunned to learn of the demise of TSN 1040, which has been our home since September of 2017.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. So we want to give our respect to all the good folks that we dealt with at 1040, our sales rep, Daryl O'Bray, who was just a great guy to deal with. And we're, you know, there's no celebration here. I heard the hosts on Sportsnet basically say they're not taking delight in the demise of sports radio, that one station going, because competition is good. We see it in the beer industry all the time, how important competition is.
Yes. And I think that's the other thing too, right? Is when you have competition, it always pushes you to be better,
yes.
Right? And to constantly improve and innovate and come up with something new. And you know, like you said, we lived our life on 1040 for the longest time, and it is sad to see it go.
It is sad, and our best to all of the great on-air hosts and all of that had just had the rug pulled out from under them a week or so ago. Now it is February of 2021. And we find ourselves back on 650 AM, now, of course, Sportsnet 650. And we couldn't be happier. And the other thing that I don't know if you realize the full service or the full circle nature of this, but back in the company of Art Factora, who was our original producer on 650 AM 10 plus years ago. It's just it's amazing to think how full circle we've become.
Oh, it's just amazing, right? And to be able to work with some of those same folks all over again, right? And you know, Art was one of the originators, and he helped us launch this with the video and the live streaming that we were doing way back then before anybody else was doing it.
We certainly were. It was ahead of its time when you think about that. And Art is the OG of radio show, beer radio show producers. So it's so cool to come full circle. So here we find ourselves now in 2021, and we're in our 11th year of broadcasting. And for those of us, or for those of you that are not familiar with the show, we are anywhere from a biweekly to, I mean, we've sort of pared it down a little bit during this COVID crisis because we record the show on location at various pubs, bars, and restaurants. And let's face it, a lot of them are hurting, and they can't really accommodate us, and they don't necessarily have the space to accommodate us.
And that's very much true. I mean, you can see us on video here. You know, we do mask up in between our segments, and we're making sure that we're, you know, following all the protocols that are laid out by our host locations. And, you know, today we're at Park Drive on Commercial, and these guys have been great for us.
They certainly have. And again, it's also one of the two homes of Anthem Pizza, which is a ghost kitchen concept. Anthem Pizza is really good. It's pizza with purpose, anthempizza.ca. And what we're going to do is we're going to, for those of you that are not familiar with our operation, our social media handles are at JHFTB, which of course stands for Just Here for the Beer. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And if you follow us and you know, we will connect with you and we'll randomly select some lucky listeners to award a complimentary Anthem pizza. We're not going to deliver a pizza to your door, but we'll give you a coupon good for a pizza. We'll send it in the mail to you. So follow us on social media at JHFTB, and we will select randomly some lucky winners of a Anthem pizza on us, courtesy of Just Here for the Beer. Now, speaking of which, we are going to be joined on this program. We're hopefully going to connect up with the BC Ale Trail, and who knows where that destination will take us. And our good friend Nick from Strathcona Brewing will join us.
Oh, and I love having Nick. I mean, you want to talk about Science Geek? Definitely you're going to talk to Nick.
In the best possible way. He is a beer science nerd, but he knows his stuff. We're also going to connect with Craig Robinson from Bomber Brewing, and Bomber Brewing also has a food truck now called Bomberitos, which is tacos, which I've not yet had the pleasure of trying, but that's pretty tempting, so we'll talk all things Bomber. As well, we're going to talk to our friend Mike Rutter from Caribou Brewing. And there might be a few other surprises along the way, and also we'll talk a little bit about Park Drive and Anthem Pizza. But basically, for those that aren't familiar with us, we are a beer radio show, and we're not reviewing beers because we didn't feel that was appropriate.
No, and you know what? Everybody's palate is a little bit different, even between you and I, Joe, right? Like, you know, you started out as primarily a lager drinker, and I think we all have at some point, and then all of a sudden we got you into IPAs, and you know, for me personally, now I've gone into the sours and the radlers, and you know, we're talking to Nick from Strathcona and some of the beers that he has going with his beach series. And so, you know, everybody's flavor palate's a little bit different. So what might work for me might not work for you, but we want you to get out there and try some of these guys.
There's beers that are fruity and juicy and hazy and German style and Bavarian style and Belgium style. There's a beer for absolutely everybody. And I think what speaks to the growth of the industry, for those not familiar, is when we started the show in October of 2010, I believe the number was 53 breweries yes. in British Columbia. And the last we've heard, and the tally has probably only gone up, I think the last we heard was like north of 205.
Yes, and exactly. And there's lots of guys out there that are still, you know, in the process, waiting for licensing, waiting for their spaces, permits, all these other things that, you know, a lot of people don't really realize that goes into opening a brewery. Like, it is a process.
It certainly is. And again, on the course of the show, we will introduce you to the people that are the behind-the-scenes people. There's some great stories in beer. There's some great stories about how the breweries came up with the concept, what made them decide to do it, who the brewmasters or brewers are. And there's some equally great stories about some of the mishaps and some of the fun things and the crazy behind-the-scenes things that you might not be familiar with. And more importantly than that, you'll find there's some really crazy names for different beers. And I saw, you know, we've been doing the show 10 years, Rick, and we've seen some crazy names roll down the street. But one of the best I saw, actually, I got a press release today from Main Street Brewing, and they're one of our sponsors of the show, and you'll hear from Main Street in future shows. One of the beers they're doing seasonal beach-themed or seasonal summer-themed beers, and they've got a beer called Beach Please.
Gotta love those names.
Yeah. Absolutely. So welcome to Just Here for the Beer. Again, if you would like to win yourself an Anthem pizza, all you need to do is go to our social media at JHFTB on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us, and we will randomly select some winners. We'll contact you and let you try this delicious Anthem pizza, which I believe we're going to dig into pretty soon ourselves. It is called Just Here for the Beer Radio. You can follow us at JHFTB on social media as well, justhereforthebeer.com, where you can listen to previous podcasts of episodes of the show and also follow us on Facebook. We're broadcasting from Park Drive at Commercial Drive and 2nd Avenue. Just Here for the Beer Radio, sponsored in part by our good buddy Armin and 12 Kings at 12th and Kingsway in Vancouver, your local sports hub for all NHL games with sound on and all local BC craft beer. 12th Kings Pub at the corner of 12th and Kingsway. Here for the beer.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is supported by Angry Otter Liquor, Liquor on 248, their flagship store on 248th Street and the Fraser Highway. It's your premier liquor experience in the Fraser Valley. Liquor on 248th with over 10,000 square feet of shopping space and one of the largest walk-in beer coolers in BC. Now, through the 14th of April, you can purchase a six-pack of bottles of Innocent Gun Original, a dollar off, only $15.99. Plus, you can enter to win a smoker with purchase at Liquor on 248th. How about an eight-pack of Guinness? Save a buck, only $23.99. Plus, it comes with a free glass, and you can enter to win a jersey. You can save $2.50 on a 15-pack of Michelob Ultra. They're only $26.49. Sleeman Clear 15-pack, save a dollar, only $27.29, plus a gift with purchase. It's Liquor on 248th on 248th Street and Fraser Highway, the flagship store from Angry Otter Liquor.
I'm just here for the beer.
How about a burger where In-N-Out meets Shake Shack? Well, it's called Mimi's Burgers, a pop-up joint out of Glitch at 2287 West Broadway, two blocks west of Arbutus. It's a simple menu with just four options of hand-pressed patties: Mimi's Classic, Mimi's Cheeseburger, the Beyond Meat, and the double-sized honey for the hungry folk among us. Great burgers, Kennebec fries, and onion rings, and they are good. Mimi's Burgers, think Shake Shack meets In-N-Out. 2287 West Broadway, mimisburgers.com, and on Instagram at Mimi's Kits.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
In the world of body art, you want someone who's creative, innovative, and gets it. That's Side Street Tattoo in Gastown, and artist Devin Stacy. If you can imagine it, Devin can create it. Whether it's something simple, a full sleeve, or way beyond, it can be done and in a safe and sterile manner. If you've been thinking about getting your first ink or looking to add to an already existing piece, talk to my friend Devin Stacy. Side Street Tattoo at 26 East Cordova in Gastown. Online, sidestreettattoo.com.
Listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio and your hosts Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
Broadcasting from Park Drive on Commercial at 2nd, also the home of one of the two homes of Anthem Pizza. It is Just Here for the Beer Radio, now heard on Sportsnet 650. A longtime friend of the show, Mr. Nick Nazarek, is the head brewer from Strathcona Brewing, which I've spent a lot of time at, not necessarily just for the beers, but you got damn good pizzas there.
Oh, yeah, we do what we can. Jen, our kitchen manager, she really puts a lot of effort in, and so does Maya, our sous chef. She does a really good job.
You know what I also learned is if you go to Strathcona, you always ask for Nick. So Nick will come out to the front of house, and then you'll see something on the menu going, oh, that's new. And you're, oh, do you want to try it? Secrets.
I've never said that once in my life.
Not ever.
Okay. So Strathcona, tell us the origins of Strathcona. How long have you guys been around, and what are you known for? What are your stars?
So we're coming up on about 4.5 years, almost 5 years coming up. So we started originally as a brewery, kind of going towards more traditional styles. My dad was a brewer, a home brewer for a long time, so this was kind of his retirement goal. He wanted to open a brewery. So we started brewing traditional, like, Belgian-style beers, English-style beers, and then we just realized that kind of as time went on, we were in the Vancouver beer scene. So really the name of the game here is doing things well, but also getting creative and getting out of the box. So we do a couple beers. We do our Pilsner, our premium Pilsner, which is mainly it. Also, our other one that's really popular is our New England, or the Big Sexy Funk IPA. So it's just it's not a crazy over-the-top IPA, just kind of a little bit hazy, nice fruity flavors, but nothing super, super, like, over-the-top for hoppiness. We also have a series of Rattlers that are going to be coming out soon. So we do, traditionally in the summer, we do a Mandarin Lemon Rattler. So that's good. And then also in the winter, we do a cranberry mandarin one. The cranberry mandarin one's just coming out of season. So if you're looking for it in the liquor stores, you should be getting our mandarin lemon one probably starting about halfway through March, with probably half a month to a month after that, our pink lemonade coming out again. So
the guy knows how to talk.
Oh, dude. And you know what? Every time I've gone in there, I've always grabbed a six-pack of either one of them.
Yeah.
right? Between the cranberry mandarin, the guava lime, which was, I think, one of the latest one.
It was just a one-off kind of that we were trying for. Yeah, wrong time of the year, but it still was good.
I absolutely love it.
I was in there twice in the last couple of weeks, and again, I've mentioned this before because there's so much on shelves that you're competing with.
Yeah.
And on tap, you know, people don't necessarily, they just see the name and they'll go, let me try that. But when you're on shelf and people can see the product, you need something that sort of draws their attention. And this is where I will give you guys full credit, because I noticed the last two times I was in there, where I was seated, people were looking at the cooler going, that looks really cool just by the can description. How important and who designs your stuff?
So it kind of goes back and forth. Age, one of our salespeople, but also our brand manager, he kind of goes back and forth. But we also have a collective of these ladies that do our social media as well. And they kind of go bounce back and forth with him, as well as Tim Knight, our chief, pretty much Mr. Moneybags. So.
So what are you, as we talk, I mean, we're now into the month of February. And again, it's been an unusual start to the year following the year we've had. But what's in the offing? What are you planning like in the coming months? What can people expect from Strathcona Brewing?
So we have pretty much our normal. Well, what we really picked up this winter was our Imperial Love Buzz series. So we normally do a Love Buzz, which is about a 4.5 to 5% beer, very much dependent on the fruit of the season. We do about 5 or 6 a year. But we started a couple years ago making Imperial ones, and those ones really kicked it off this winter. People love them. So we just put out a cranberry mandarin one about a month ago. That's pretty much almost sold out, but if you're in a liquor store, you may still be able to find it. Next week, we also have a blood orange, brown sugar, touch of mango, Imperial as well, which is going to be delicious. Also, a little bit of vanilla, I think, is going to be in there. And then we also have a new Headbanger coming out soon as well. So,
what is Headbanger?
So our Headbanger is an Imperial IPA, so it's 10%. Yeah, it's usually made with just like mostly our base malt, like a base Pilsner malt, with a little bit of flaked oats and some flaked wheat, just for some haziness. And then it's dry hopped like crazy. And we keep the same base beer, but we rotate out the hops every time. So this one's with Mosaic and Enigma.
We're talking Strathcona Brewing. He is Nick Nazarek, the head brewer. It's the Just Here for the Beer show from Park Drive and one of the two homes of Anthem Pizza. Now, for those that are not familiar with Nick and his background, I mean, you are a beer nerd. You're a real, no, and I mean that respectfully. You are a beer science nerd. How far would you say that your ability to brew has progressed in the time Strathcona has been on the face of the earth?
Oh, it leaps and bounds for sure. Like when before I brewed at Strathcona, I'd only ever done about, like, I'd worked in breweries before. My dad's been a brewer for 35 plus years, so I had brewed before, but I'd never really brewed commercially. Though I am a double major synthetic organic chemistry and medical microbiology, so.
What?
So that definitely helped me when I was getting towards like helping little microorganisms ferment sugars and turn them into alcohol, and also just about bioprocesses and things like that.
You know what's amazing, Nick and Rick? We've talked about this before, but to the average consumer, and again, you're not dealing with scientists out there, generally speaking. You're catering your product to the average consumer. They just open a can of beer and they enjoy it, on a nice summer day. They don't think of the science that goes into this. I mean, not just anybody can make beer. Yeah, you can homebrew. But, I mean, the stuff you're working with, the equipment you're working with, the yeast you're working with, I mean, it takes some doing.
Yeah. It's awesome, yeah.
Now, one of the things that and I love having Nick on because I get to geek out with him a little bit when we start talking about this. One of the questions that I was actually thinking about for you today is, how far do you think you can push it commercially to have a beer that you think is going to be successful?
How far can I push science commercially?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's every day is different. Like, I do a lot of researching, like, just scientific papers on biotransformations, not necessarily things that are related to beer specifically, but as yeast is a microorganism and it has enzymes, all those biotransformations, the enzymatic relationships are all very relative. So I do a lot of research into other things, and sometimes you come up with things that you'd never even think about. Like, I read about this guy who made beer by fermenting the shells of crabs. So crabs are made with chitin, and chitin is a complex carbohydrate. So he pretty much introduced, he pounded up the crab shells into powder, and then used an enzyme to turn the chitin back into fermentable sugars, and then fermented out the sugars.
For the consumer's point of view, or maybe for your own sanity, do you try and tweak each brew each time, or you never replicate the same thing 100%?
If I get into something that's like really, really good, then I might leave it for a couple iterations. And then if I do change it, it's usually minor tweaks here and there. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work. But generally speaking, I always tweak like one or two even minor things each batch to just see if it goes in the right direction. And if it doesn't, then I go back to the one it was at before.
And from the if it doesn't work point of view, who makes that call? Is that you, or is that generated by the interest from consumers?
Oh, no, that's me. And by small changes, I mean like very small. Like you wouldn't be able to, if you had a bunch of blind taste testers that didn't know that I made a change, you have no idea that it was actually changed. Really. Like it's a very, very small perceptible change. We're talking about very small amounts of ingredients that are being swapped out.
Now, and that's really interesting because we know you've done a lot of fruit-based stuff and a lot of berry-based stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes batch to batch, those don't match up. So you're going to get variations there.
It's craft beer, right? You got to expect a little bit of variation. You can try and do it. You can do the same thing every time. You can try and get it exactly as much as you want, but you're still going to have sometimes a little bit variations.
Well, we talked about it at the beginning of the segment, Nick. You got some of the best pizza around. You got one of the best looking tasting rooms. Again, I've always said it looks like a high-end cocktail lounge in Yale Town. It does not seem like a beer tasting room, so to speak. But now that the pizza's on the agenda, what are you digging these days?
Ooh, well, I'm a big Diavola fan. I love the Diavola. But the biggest change at Strathcona's recently that I'm excited about is dips.
They're
doing dips. So we have a homemade ranch dip that they make. That's awesome. Super garlicky. So good. And also a Parmesan. I think it's like a smoked Parmesan dip. And then also they also do a vegan cilantro chipotle dip as well. So.
And these pair nicely with the beers on tap, I'm guessing.
God, so good. So good.
He is Nick Nazarek from Strathcona Brewing. Always a pleasure to see you, sir. Best of luck on the new batches, and I'm sure the next time we talk to you, there will be more new stuff coming out.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Cheers.
Just here for the Beer Radio, sponsored in part by 12 Kings at the corner of 12th and Kingsway in Vancouver, your local sports hub for all sports with sound. 12 Kings Pub, back open at 12th and Kingsway.
Just here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 welcomes you to the BC Ale Trail, your definitive source for exploring supernatural British Columbia and its world of amazing craft beer. With more than 200 breweries on the landscape, let the BC Ale Trail guide you as you navigate your way through the province and sample and sip the best in local craft beer while following the guidelines for travel as per the BC Public Health Order. For more information and to start your journey, visit bcaletrail.ca.
Time to check in on the BC Ale Trail, and we head up to Kelowna, British Columbia, beautiful Kelowna, for Jackknife Brewing. Daniel Tomlinson is involved in a really cool beer called Resting Witchface ISA. Before we get into the origins of the name, Daniel, how's things in Kelowna these days?
Good, yeah, really snowy.
Are you able to move around freely as COVID's kind of shut the town down? I haven't been to Kelowna in quite a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah, our restaurants are still open, so breweries are still open right now, which is been really great. And yeah, the community has been really supportive and following rules and everything, so you're able to go into restaurants with your household kind of thing.
Now let's talk about the Resting Witch Face, because first of all, the name, what's the origin of the name?
Yeah, we had a few different names that we were kind of choosing from, but we really liked the witch concept. And it also kind of went off the idea, you know, sometimes women are asked to smile when we don't want to and that kind of thing. So we like the idea of the resting witch face, but also, you know, thinking about the history of witches, and not just as the green-faced ones, but in the persecution of women in the 1600s. And, you know, if you did anything a little off kilter, or even if, God forbid, you wore pants, you know, you could be charged with witchcraft. So, you know, there's some power in being called a witch, though. It means people are afraid of you.
Well, that's exactly it. Now, you put together a pretty interesting brew here, and it's a brew with a very, very good, strong purpose as well. But how many people are involved in the creation of this product?
Yeah, so we had all of our staff members who are women and who identify as women were part of the brew.
Okay, and an ISA, for those that aren't familiar with the concept of an ISA, tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's a sessionable ISA, so it's 4%, so it means that you could, you know, have a couple without kind of feeling its effects.
Okay. So now the origins of the Resting Witch Face. Now this ties in with International Women's Day, which is coming up in early March. Tell us what you're doing with this.
That's correct, yeah. So we're looking for a cause right now to support the to kind of find justice for missing and murdered Indigenous women and for their families. We're in the process of looking. We're looking for something local and grassroots. This is a national crisis, but it's really hit locally. We've had, since 2016, there's been 5 women who have disappeared or been murdered, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous. And so we're looking for, you know, those grassroots efforts who are doing the hard work here that often don't get as much funding as some of the kind of bigger initiatives.
Of course, and part of the proceeds go to those efforts, which I think is just incredible. Now, tell me about Jackknife Brewing. How long have you been on the scene?
Yeah, we opened in March, right in sort of the middle of the pandemic, right when everything was shutting down. We opened our doors, so yeah. We had to do, thankfully we were positioned to do pizza, or we do pizza and beer, so we had pizza to go, and we were able to get a crowler, in time to sort of package our beer, but otherwise we're sort of a destination brewery, so we don't distribute at all.
What's interesting, Dania, is that you know, you would think that you probably opened at the worst possible time, as we saw with some breweries here in Vancouver. But as it turns out, I mean, the local community was very willing to help support local and do their part, and the government's kind of relaxed some regulations and red tape and were able to allow you to sort of pivot and do what you had to do to survive. So I'm sure you're actually doing okay.
Yeah, we've had a flood, we've had a nearby fire, we've had a pandemic, you know, just waiting for the locusts, but it's been an interesting first year, that's for sure.
What is Jackknife known for? What are some of your popular beer styles?
Yeah, so we have a Wizard Six IPA that's really popular. We also have a Spruce Tips Pale Ale. We're going for kind of weird beer. We're also a Kvike yeast-only brewery, so kind of taking that Nordic, Norwegian style, and kind of trying to do weird stuff. So, yeah, in the beer that the ladies brewed together, we had it's a Nordic gin ISA. I don't know if I mentioned that yet, but so we've got kind of some local spruce tips in that as well, juniper berries, sumac, and then we're going to add some blood orange and lime zest to it. And so we kind of try to do a twist on traditional beers, especially like Northern European styles, and then a sort of West Coast twist.
Wow, that sounds great. It's funny because I've had a beer with spruce tips, and on the surface, it kind of sounds bizarre, but it works.
Yeah.
It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It gives just a kind of, citrusy, herbaceous flavor to it.
So Rusting Witch Face, the ISA, this is to, to tie in with International Women's Day coming up in early March. How can people get a hold of this product?
Yeah, so it's a kind of, you have to come down to Jackknife because we don't distribute, but we're opening up the brewery on March 8th, so hoping that women can come and have a taste of the beer. It'll be on tap probably until it runs out, so probably for the month of March.
Well, that sounds great. And best of luck with it. And hopefully when this pandemic is behind us, we'll be able to get back on the road. And just here for the beer, we'll pop into Jackknife Brewing. Dania, nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers.
Join us again next time as we visit stops along the BC Ale Trail on Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 HD3. For more information on BC's craft beer scene and to start your personal journey, visit bcaletrail.ca. And please remember to always enjoy responsibly.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is supported by Angry Otter Liquor, Liquor on 248, their flagship store on 248th Street and the Fraser Highway. It's your premier liquor experience in the Fraser Valley. Liquor on 248th with over 10,000 square feet of shopping space and one of the largest walk-in beer coolers in BC. Now, through the 14th of April, you can purchase a six-pack of bottles of Innocent Gun Original, $1 off, only $15.99. Plus, you can enter to win a smoker with purchase at Liquor on 248th. How about an eight-pack of Guinness? Save a buck, only $23.99. Plus, it comes
comes with a free glass, and you can enter to win a jersey. You can save $2.50 on a 15-pack of Michelob Ultra. They're only $26.49. Sleeman Clear 15-pack, save a dollar, only $27.29, plus a gift with purchase. It's Liquor on 248th on 248th Street and Fraser Highway, the flagship store from Angry Otter Liquor.
Listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio and your hosts Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
Just Here for the Beer Radio, now on Sportsnet 650 AM, also at 96.9 FM. HD3. I'm Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabeer, broadcasting from Park Drive on Commercial Drive, taking a moment out to move a little further down just off Venables. It's Bomber Brewing. He's Craig Robinson, the Director of Sales and Marketing, and one of the partners in this organization. And first of all, congratulations, Mr. Robinson, because I understand it's an anniversary for Bomber Brewing.
Yeah, 7 years on Valentine's Day this year. Yeah. So we're starting a little bit early. We're trying to celebrate our anniversary on the Friday, and we'll celebrate all the way through. It's like having a birthday that lasts for the whole weekend.
In brewery years, 7 is pretty good, because when you go back 7 years ago, I think we're now at north of 200 breweries in BC. 7 years ago, that number was probably about half of what it is now. So there's been tremendous growth. What was the landscape like at the time? Like, was Bomber an immediate hit?
I'd say they were, yeah. And it's obviously I joined them a little bit later, but I think Don and Blair did a marvelous job. And back then, the community was small. They got a lot of help from the local breweries around. And I think that, you know, being 7 is quite good. I mean, we're old at 7 now, yeah, for a craft brewery. Yeah. And that was part of the redesign that we did a year and a half ago, was because we needed to freshen things up and be a little bit more innovative in the brewery and stuff like that. And we've actually done that with some of the beers that we produce now as well.
I know that I know the story, but for those that don't, the origin of Bomber Brewing, it was a hockey team. It was a local, sort of a beer league, rec league hockey team.
Yeah, they were definite beer league players. Donnie still plays, actually. And the team was called the Bombers. And yeah, quite quickly, Blair was home brewing. And then on the ice, Don and Blair had kind of got in the corner a little bit. And afterwards, they're all having parking lot beers, and Blair's home brew Pilsner was what everybody was drinking. And Don, being a BC beer judge and a Cicerone and owning the beer craft restaurants, he kind of approached and he's like, this is an excellent Pilsner. And he said, we're thinking about starting a craft brewery. Do you want to be a part of it? And Blair jumped at it. And that's the history of Bomber and Don and Blair's friendship to this day. So.
7 years later. Well, congrats on that. Of course, on Venable Street in East Vancouver, which is just off. It's Commercial Drive in Venables, I should say. But you're on
McLean and Adenac.
Right, right.
But we're on the Adenac bike route, is what it is, and we're across in the park, which is how we came up with the beer Park Life. It was just, I mean, one of our longest standing beers. And then, you know, obviously, if you look through the window, you'll see the skyline of Vancouver, so that's how we named Skyline Lager. So a lot of history just with this location and how we've decided to name a couple of our beers as well.
You've also launched a food truck, which is a nice little add-on, because again, the one thing that kind of lacks in a lot of tasting rooms, and it lacks because of just limited space, is the ability to have a kitchen or to offer something a little bit more than pepperoni sticks and bags of potato chips. But tell us about the food truck.
So we have a food truck outside. It's Mexican themed. It's street tacos for the most part. We named it Bomberito. And, you know, in today's day and age where you can't really sit down and drink a lot of pints inside a tasting room due to our pandemic that we're all trying to work through, we're actually selling more in tacos than we are in draft beer right now. So people still come in for their off sales. They grab some tacos, they get back on their bike or their walking distance, and then they head home. And so far the taco reviews have been fantastic.
Well, Before I get into what's new on tap at Bomber, and we talk about the protocols, because again, you know, this is not the environment that we're used to, and you didn't have a whole lot of space in your tasting room to begin with. But I was just down there, and it's workable.
It's great, you know. Like, obviously, we've touched on this in the past, but you know, we were able to go and do a lot of stuff with new regulations. So our tasting room was 25 seats. We've now added 19 seats inside. We've put a garage door through the wall so we can actually open it up. We'll have fresh air. We have fresh air coming through, and obviously when summertime comes. And then we've also got the parking spaces outside. So, you know, we're hoping that we can have a more entertaining and comfortable craft brewery tasting room for everyone to enjoy.
Well, let's get this vaccine rolling so we can get back to life. What's on tap at Bomber? What's new?
So, being our 7th anniversary, we did a beer called Local Heroes. And with the Local Heroes, it's mostly for our growing partners. And we took 7 different hops from 7 different BC hop farms, and we made a double pilsner. So, with a double pilsner, essentially, drinks like a double IPA. It was 7 weeks in fermenter. It has 7 different hops from 7 different breweries. It's 70 IBUs. It's 7%. And long story short, we're just having fun with a lot of sevens there, if you guys were able to crack the code there. And I mean, it was just great that our hop friends were actually able to supply us with these hops, which they did. So that was very nice for them to help us out with our anniversary beer.
You mentioned to me that you have a pepper lime lager. I recently tried one, and I haven't tried yours yet, which I will. Salted lime lager. Sorry, how's that been going over?
It was one of our most popular beers last year, and we actually saved this keg that's on in the tasting room for our 7th anniversary and the fact that we have the food truck. A lot of people like how subtle it was. It's not a lot of lime over the top. It's not a lot of heavy salt. It's like most of the beers we do. We make beers that are true to style. So when we're looking at obviously this salted lime lager, it's pretty subtle, but some people just love it. We've actually got friends that have, some of our customers have Mexican restaurants, and they thought it was just excellent. They carry Skyline and Pale Ale for us, but
Is this only available on tap in the tasting room, or is it packaged as well?
Well, we sold out of all the cans. It was a marvelous can, and then we're going to bring it back in time for Cinco de Mayo. But we do have a couple of kegs that we're going to be selling through the tasting room right now.
And the food truck, is that a permanent fixture out front?
We're working on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not out front, but I mean, it's a permanent fixture addition to Bomber.
It's definitely a permanent addition for the brewery. Yes. Right. We'll have that, and you know, hopefully we'll take it to a couple festivals if that's the case.
Okay. One final question: what's the best taco to get?
For me, it was the chorizo.
Chorizo taco.
Big fan of the chorizo. Yeah.
Greg Robinson from Bomber Brewing. Happy 7th anniversary. Good to see you, man.
Thank you very much, my friend. It's good to see you.
Cheers. Just here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650, sponsored in part by T-Squared Personal Training. It's never too late to get your fitness regime in order, and you can treat yourself to personal trainer Troy Tyrrell and see the gains you'll make in just a few sessions a week. T-Squared Personal Training, you can visit T-SquaredVancouverPersonalTraining.com. Try the Gravity Trainer. Tell them Joe sent you.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
This is Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 HD3, a Vancouver broadcast tradition since 2010. Check out the audio podcast at justhereforthebeer.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JHFTB. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary and Rick Moabeer.
We are broadcasting from Park Drive at the corner of Commercial Drive and 2nd Avenue, also one of the two locations of Anthem Pizza, the other being at the Five Point Cafe on Main Street. And speaking of Anthem Pizza, Rick, we're going to give somebody the opportunity to try one. So here's what we're going to do. Because we're on a brand new radio station for us, we are going to welcome any new listeners. Go to our social media. Go to Twitter and Instagram, @JHFTB. like us, follow us, and we'll randomly select a few and give away Anthem pizzas. Does that sound good?
It sounds great. And the pizzas here, you guys won't be disappointed.
100%. Hey, look, it's Jay Schreiber, Jay Schreiber of Fernie Brewing. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, as the crow flies, for those that don't know their geography well, like moi, where in the beautiful British Columbia province is Fernie?
Fernie, BC, is it's nestled into the Kootenay Mountains, which is just over close to the BC-Alberta border. It's about a 10-hour drive on a good day, but if it's snowing, you might as well just stay home.
Now, do you take the Glacier water from the Kootenays, or is that another brand?
We're not going to... No comment.
So you're obviously not from Fernie on a daily commute. You've been there, I know, and your boots on the ground in the Lower Mainland Territory on the Sea to Sky Highway. What's the response to Fernie beer? And for those that are not familiar with the brand, tell us what's good on the... Well, don't say what's good on the menu. I know your answer. But what are your select beers that you highly recommend?
Fernie's well known for being from a mountain town, having that mountain vibe. You can see it on the cans, you can see it on the packaging, and really that's what plays into people who like that outdoor lifestyle, people who like that mountain lifestyle will appreciate Fernie beer. In my territory, personally, for the Sea to Sky and North Van region, it's a mountainous area. There's a lot of great response. I think mine is one of the top three territories in all of BC, probably outside of the Kootenays, the Okanagan, although don't hold me to that. My sales manager might get mad if I start spewing out information that's incorrect. I would say that the brand speaks very well towards people who like that outdoor lifestyle and is named as such as well, such as like the Finish Line, which is a hazy pale ale with lime, as well as a new beer that we're actually drinking right now, the Thunder Meadows, which is just being released recently and is hitting stores as of the end of March, actually.
And Fernie has some history to it. It's a fairly mature brewery that's been around for a while.
Definitely. Yeah, I like to say the word legacy brewery. I mean, mature makes you seem like you're the old, you know, you got cracks in the knees as soon as you stand up from your chair. No, it's a legacy brewery. We've been around for about 17 or 18 years now, and the beer has evolved with the craft beer scene, especially over the last six to 8 years. There's been a big overhaul in the beer scene, as we all know, and Fernie has definitely adapted with that too and grown and thrived during that time.
He is Jay Schreiber from Fernie Brewing, just here for the Beer Radio, broadcasting from Park Drive and Anthem Pizza on Commercial at 2nd. Now, you're relatively new to Fernie beer, and this is going to be kind of a tough time from people who have what you do for a living, because you're on premise where you literally have to go from bar to bar or restaurant to restaurant and try and get yourself on tap or whatever. What's that been like in a pandemic when it's harder to walk into places and you can't just cold call and you can't just barge in the door? Like, you got to go through the proper protocols.
Well, I'm very thankful in that myself, I've been working in and adjacent to the beer industry for about a decade, better part of a decade now. And with Fernie, they've been around for so long that there is an established brand. So there still is that challenge of cold calling or meeting new people. Although half of everybody I meet, I've only seen them from the nose up, really. Their face is still shielded. But having that brand presence and the fact that I am taking over an established territory really helped me in sliding into this role. And the company's been great to work for, great company culture, great structure, too.
It's a shame that one of the many casualties of the pandemic is the loss of beer fests or public tastings or events where people can try all sorts of new and crazy things. But I guess they've had to find ways to sort of pivot to the new reality, because even things like Zoom beer tastings, which sound bizarre, because I think there's nothing more personal than being able to be face-to-face with somebody and trying a beer, but you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. And like you said, there is some drop-off there, but, you know, I think we'll get back to that, and I think that's where, you know, some of the new beers that breweries are putting out, that's where it's going to get some traction back again.
What's things like in the, because you're also the Sea to Sky corridor, I haven't been up that way since this thing struck, so what's the area like now?
It's a bit challenging, like everywhere. Especially for BC, two of the biggest regions that are getting hit with the pandemic is the Vancouver Coastal and the Fraser Valley region, or Vancouver-Fraser. Vancouver Fraser region. I would say that right now there's a lot of it's much like you see in the rest of British Columbia, where you'll notice that draft accounts are moving along at a slow but steady pace, and liquor store sales are up, which just goes to prove that people's drinking habits will just change. People will drink no matter if it's a good time or a bad time. They would just rather buy the beer and drink it at home or drink it out in the public. Whistler's having a little bit of a challenge because it is a tourist-centric destination, especially for international travelers. However, my guess is as we go towards the summertime, and you have, especially with bars and pubs, those patios opening up, you're going to see a lot more business return to the area.
It is Fernie Brewing, and widely available in government and private liquor stores. Any places, any locations that you might want to give a little love to where they can try Fernie?
Our spread is great across BC liquor stores. You can find a wide variety from our portfolio there. A couple accounts I'd love to give some love to. If you are in Whistler, check out Hunter Gather. Usually we have our Hit the Deck IPA on, or the Mongolia Grill.
Ah, the Mongolia Grill. You know what? You know how, do they still do that thing where you you weigh it, you guess the weight, and I think if you're within, is it a nickel or is it more generous than that?
I can't remember, to be honest with you. I'm being a bad rep here. I haven't stopped there for lunch yet. It's on the list of things I got to do, but I had a lot of work to do to get used to the territory.
We'll do a day trip and it'll be on you. Yeah, but I'll tell you what. I actually came within 17 cents one time, and I thought, come on. But they went, no, I think it's a dime. Maybe you had to be within 10 cents.
Perhaps, yeah. It's that extra bean sprout you added on, Joe. That's exactly what it is. So.
Jay Schreiber from Pernie Brewing. Good to see you, man. Cheers.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Just here for the Beer Radio, sponsored in part by our good buddy Armin and 12 Kings at 12th and Kingsway in Vancouver, your local sports hub for all NHL games with sound on and all local BC craft beer. 12th Kings Pub at the corner of 12th and Kingsway.
How about a burger where In-N-Out meets Shake Shack? Well, it's called Mimi's Burgers, a pop-up joint out of Glitch at 2287 West Broadway, two blocks west of Arbutus. It's a simple menu with just four options of hand-pressed patties: Mimi's Classic, Mimi's Cheeseburger, the Beyond Meat, and the double-sized honey for the hungry folk among us. Great burgers, Kennebec fries, and onion rings, and they are good. Mimi's Burgers, think Shake Shack meets In-N-Out, 2287 West Broadway, mimisburgers.com, and on Instagram at Mimi's Kits.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y @gmail.com.
This is Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 HD3, a Vancouver broadcast tradition since 2010. Check out the audio podcast at justhereforthebeer.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JHFTB. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary and Rick Moabeer.
Just Here for the Beer Radio, sponsored in part by Side Street Tattoo and artist Devin Stacey. He's on Cordova Street in Gastown. If you can imagine it, Devin can design it for you. Well, this is Mike Rutter, the Caribou Pacific Western Brewing guy. This is your first program on Sportsnet 650. Welcome to the new home of Just Here for the Beer.
Very excited. Thank you for having me, sir.
Yeah, you might have heard we moved.
Yeah. Oh, I did hear. Well, you called me to help you with the truck. I helped you with the Caribou van. Yeah. We moved everything.
There you go. Okay, so you've been a longtime supporter since actually a day one, an OG of Just Here for the Beer. And we're so valued for the relationship. But there's so many things going on. So for those that have not heard us speak before, let's just sort of remind people. Caribou's been around for 50-some-odd years.
Yeah, actually over 60. We were getting going in 1957, and we're going strong today.
Going strong today, and you've continued to introduce a bunch of beers. And I'm sure if people saw this wall of beer that you have in your boardroom, where you sort of have one representative of everything that's come off the assembly line over the years, that's a lot of product, and you're still creating new stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the wall you just referenced, really cool to have here. You get a look into history. You get a look from 1957 all the way up to today. And like you said, we've done a lot of different beverages.
You've done a lot of different beverages, a lot of different styles. You've done a number of rebrands over the years. Of course, you rolled out a line of vodka sodas, called the Pacific Cool line.
Yeah, Pacific Cool Vodka Soda. Really excited about that. That's at 5 flavors right now, and we'll have 2 new ones. And we're also going to be seeing that in BC liquor stores come March.
Now, you do virtually everything short of wine. I don't know if wine is in the long-term plans. But so you also do non-alcoholic soft drinks, and I understand that there's a return to one of them.
Yeah, we do a non-alcoholic root beer, a non-alcoholic ginger ale. You can find them at a lot of different places around BC, but we are bringing that back this year with a little bit of an alcoholic vodka twist.
Okay, and it's also under the name of Caribou Brewing. So in front of us now, we have a couple of things here. You have had a line called Canterbury, which sort of needed a bit of a fresh coat of paint a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Canterbury has been one of our classics, been around quite a while. I think those in the northern region where our brewery sits know this quite well, and the rest of BC does as well. It's a dark mild that's not too strong and not too soft.
And again, that's available, distributed widely throughout the province?
Yeah, throughout the province. Check your private liquor stores. It's also in BC liquor stores, and it's $1.50 off this month.
Well, one of the big buzzwords we've heard in the last few years, of course, has been gluten-free, and Pacific Free is a new line of beer. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I think with New Year's come new trends. We've seen a lot of people looking to cut gluten out of their diets the last few years, so with Pacific Free Gluten Remove Lager, we've kind of added that to our repertoire of beers, and we've got that available as well in private stores.
Now, not to get too sciencey here, but you used the term gluten removed. Now, how do you remove gluten?
Basically, we start with one of our beers that's kind of very, very low gluten. We tweak that and then also add an enzyme that will break down the gluten. And we actually send that off to an independent lab once we're done there, and they test it for very low gluten levels, and you can find the test results up on our website.
Now, again, so Canterbury is available in stores. You've got the Pacific Free line. Now, this is, are you sort of testing the waters on this? Because you're doing a blonde ale in this style, but is that something that you could see expanding?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't see why not. So far with Pacific Free, we've had a really good response. We're seeing more and more stores pick it up, and the end result is a really crisp and clean lager.
Now, the next time we speak will be March, and hopefully some of the restrictions will have been eased a bit more. We don't know what the future of the pandemic is going to look like. But one of the great losses, of course, is any sort of festivals. And for those that aren't familiar, so Caribou, based out of Prince George,
yep.
And Caribou used to do, well, I did at least try one, a really cool sort of rock fest. Can you see those days coming back if everything works out well?
Yeah, we really hope so. We had Caribou Rocks of the North, which is one of our hometown events in Prince George. Big old rock concert, good old time. Couldn't do it this year, but we're looking forward to doing it next year.
You also have one of the greatest lines of merchandise. I think I've been outfooted from head to toe in your merchandise. How do people get a hold of that?
Caribou, we've got some awesome merchandise for it. CaribouBrewing.com is usually your best bet to get your hands on it, but also just keep an eye out at local private liquor stores.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've been doing this for a long time, and not you personally, but I mean the brewery has, and what I like to is to come out and check in with you because there's always something new, and you're not letting a pandemic get you down. You're still cranking out stuff. Congrats.
You can't hold beer down.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Mike Redder from Pacific Western Caribou Brewing. Cheers, man.
Cheers, sir.
I'm just here for the beer.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is supported by Angry Otter Liquor, Liquor on 248, their flagship store on 248th Street and the Fraser Highway. It's your premier liquor experience in the Fraser Valley. Liquor on 248th with over 10,000 square feet of shopping space and one of the largest walk-in beer coolers in BC. Now, through the 14th of April, you can purchase a six-pack of bottles of Innocent Gun Original, $1 off, only $15.99. Plus, you can enter to win a smoker with purchase at Liquor on 248th. How about an eight-pack of Guinness? Save a buck, only $23.99. Plus, it comes with a free glass, and you can enter to win a jersey. You can save $2.50 on a 15-pack of Michelob Ultra. They're only $26.49. Sleeman Clear 15-pack, save a dollar, only $27.29, plus a gift with purchase. It's Liquor on 248th on 248th Street and Fraser Highway, the flagship store from Angry Otter Liquor.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
This
is Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 HD3, a Vancouver broadcast tradition since 2010. Check out the audio podcast at justhereforthebeer.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JHFTB. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary and Rick Moabeer.
Well, we have come to that portion of the program we call the end of the program. Joe Leary along with Rick Moabeer, justhereforthebeer.com. You can go there and check out over 10 years, well, not 10 years of our work, but we've got a good representation of our previous work. And there are other shows in the family. Of course, we're also on Sportsnet 650 with the RTD show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails. So it's been an interesting journey, and as we said at the beginning of the program, Rick, talk about full circle. Holy full circle.
And we're back where we started, right?
But we're better for it because a lot has gone down. And again, I want to give a special shout out to Chad Day, who was our sales rep at Sportsnet 650, and also to Craig McHugh, the program director. And Craig and I go way back. We worked in TV together back in the day on West 2nd Avenue. So we've got some history as well. It's been kind of an interesting period for us because, again, this is now the third radio station in our family of radio stations. But technically, it's the fourth stop on the journey, and we could not be happier to be in the home of the Canucks. And again, being sports fans as we both are, it really serves our purposes best, I think, being on a sports radio station. Because when you think of sports, a lot of times you equate sports and beer.
Oh, most definitely. And how many of us haven't gone to tournaments or even playing on our own, right, with various teams and you know, had a little bevy on the sidelines, or you're shooting 18 round, you know, a couple of holes of golf there, and you've got that little, you know, that little tidy little bag in the corner there full of ice and some other thirst-quenching beverages, let's say, that you might not be allowed to have on the course. But, you know, of course.
Well, as we like to remind people, I mean, we will introduce you to a lot of really cool beers you've never heard of, people you don't know but you will enjoy talking to or hearing from, and places where you can go and sample, because, again, we know that a normal day is coming again sometime within this calendar year. I do believe that maybe beer festivals will be back.
Fingers crossed, buddy.
Absolutely. But we also like to remind you to always enjoy responsibly and remember to plan a safe ride home. And as things get back to normal, we'll tell you about things, initiatives that Just Here for the Beer has created, including Just Here for the Beer brewery tours, which have been unfortunately shuttered for a while, yes, but they'll come back.
They'll come back. And you know what? I think once we get back to that point where everybody's I don't want to say allowed out, but, you know, back to moving out in groups and seeing family and friends and being able to hang out together again, you know, beyond the tailgating that we've done already, I think all of those things will be back for sure.
And we are broadcasting from Park Drive, which is one of two homes of Anthem Pizza. It's called a ghost kitchen concept. Really good pizza, anthempizza.ca. The imaging and the packaging is amazing, and we're wanting to introduce you to it. So we encourage you to go to our social media posts at JHFTB, which of course stands for Just Here for the Beer. Follow us and reach out to us, and we will randomly select some of you folks and have a Pizza on Us coupon in the mail to you so you can try this great pizza. So our first one down in the books for Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM HD3. And we're excited about what the future holds, and we hope that you will follow us and enjoy our program. Thanks, Rick.
Cheers.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is heard exclusively on Sportsnet 650 and is podcast through justhereforthebeer.com. For more information, check out justhereforthebeer.com and on Instagram and Twitter at JHFTB.